Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
Riding in my Vic with bad intentions. With the thing in the trunk while I'm blazing a blunt with a mind to do wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I should've stayed home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
Yeah, I had a couple stacks, ride world clean, a 22 inch flats, popping them beans. I had a 12 in the back and always seemed like I had to watch my back running slow. Creeping through traffic with my strap on the floor. Yeah, I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I felt like a grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner. I'm rolling, I'm drinking, I'm smoking. I'm riding pistol toting, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I'm slanging, I'm hustling the block, and I'm dipping through cuts from the cops. Lord forgive me for being a sinner. You told me I got you, I hold you. So I fell on my knees and I told you, Lord forgive me for being a sinner. I know that I made some mistakes, but I'm human and I'm asking you today, Lord forgive me for being a sinner.
After the club, you know what time it is. Gon' hop in the car, man, you rollin' with a star show there. Let me take you home.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt right even though it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling good doing my thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I never thought I would change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I came to the point where I fell on my knees and had to do the right thing.
Right thing. Lord, forgive me for being a sinner.
Sinner, sinner.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
The Bible say, right?
Yeah, yeah. It
say that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah.
And right now I feel stronger than ever.
Yeah. I got this joy in my heart. Like a pot boiling, running over. He delivered me at the top.
Yeah.
Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause they mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Ain't
remember nobody but the devil.
Cup full in the sunny dome.
Ain't remember nobody but the devil.
Just full in the sunny dome.
Ain't remember nobody but the devil.
Joyful and it's running over. Cup full and it's running over. Foot on the neck of my opponent. Slay master, yeah, he used to own me. Out of a lion, I was made for this. We gon' make it, call me Data Kid. I'm a soldier, all the way with this. May cost me my life, I can't play with this. Bible junkie, feed my face with this. And every service, fill my plate with this. And I'm subject to the Holy Spirit on another level. Fly away with this. Heaven bound, gotta make the list. My name on the roll, I can't hit and miss. Y'all looking like y'all need real joy. All you churchgoers need to get with this. My aim is to be a giant in the kingdom. That's why every good lies, I gotta beat them. Every wolf in sheep clothing, I gotta see them. Ain't just trying to be like Christ, I'm trying to be them. Be them, be them. I don't know if about you, but I'm trying to see him. It's in me like Gatorade. Careful what I do and say from the AM all the way to the PM. PM, all day. I gotta worship him all day. I gotta report to him all day. That's why I ain't worried about what y'all say. No way. Hey, I'm go like a green light. And I got faith in a chokehold, throwing big blows in a mean fight. But I ain't mad though, cause I got new life. I got a shoe in my heart, yeah. Like a pot full and running over. He delivered me at the dark, yeah. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Catch me smiling all the time. Cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Just
fooling
and running over.
Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody,
ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Nobody,
nobody.
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 Nobody. Ain't mad at nobody but the devil. How the pot gon' be mad at each other? Tried to take me out, but God would love him. He tried to trick me, but he ain't that clever. Alba took me to another level. Show me who he made me to be in the mirror. Now I'm looking for the man in the mirror. Second sound when I'm on the stage. Doing shows, getting soul saved. Celebrating like we at a parade. I'm blowing up like they throw the grenade. No Gatorade, but he quenched my thirst. Need a living water, so I put him first. The gift of gab, watch our body diverse. The gift of gab, watch our body diverse. Yeah, body the first. No mean mug, smiling all the time. So my gold shining like all the time. I'm thanking God for this life of mine. Yeah, I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
Could have been locked up a long time. Now it's biblical rhyme, line for line. He moving mountains, I ain't gotta climb. God co-signing, said the game mine. Upset, just a waste of time. I don't waste time when I'm on a mission. Thumbing through the scriptures, seeking ammunition. Word locked and loaded in my heart to get it. Paint perfect pictures so my lyrics vivid. I dip and dab in the Holy Spirit. Weak, but the spirit will it.
I got a show in my heart. Like a pot full of running over. He delivered me out the dark. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got light minds. Can't be smiling all the time. Cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Just fooling and running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup full and running though.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil. Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you. That's what's saying me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray all is well with you. I greet you in the name of Yah, God, our Father, God, his Son, our Savior, God, his Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray everything is good with you to the four corners of the earth, everyone all over the world taking a listen, whether you're listening live, pre-recorded, whatever it is, you know, no matter the situation, no matter how you feel physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever is going on, you still got to give him praise. You on this side of the dirt, you breathing, you see another day, and guess what? He is still God all by himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give a get our hearts and minds clear as we go before the throne of God in prayer. Merciful Father, we thank you, Yah, for another day. We thank you for the breath of life that you breathe into us every morning, opening our eyes to see another beautiful day. We thank you for the sacrifice of your only begotten Son, Yahshua, who gave up his life, shed his blood for the remission of sins, cleaning us up from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, and still not leaving us alone, sending his Holy Spirit, saying he'll never leave nor forsake us. And we thank you right now, Yah. As we go into another podcast tonight, Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, we'd like to shout out and send up prayers for our overseer and our mentor, the Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, and all of the leaders of the church that's in the earth today doing God's work, all of the P31 women, our Men of Valor, our young people, the Rotten Apple program. And we just say, Father God, we just thank you for the ministry, for the businesses, and the increase, and Lord, in our territory, blessing us with things that we yet to see, our hearts desire, going to overflow us with your blessings, that we receive it right now. You say, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you in the midst, and you're always welcome here, and we thank you. as we prepare to open up ourselves to break some chains with the men of valor. Shout out to all of our brothers out there that are taking time to listen and be a part of it. Got some family listening right now, going to say a few words. Basketball is on, NBA final things going on, playoffs. And I know it. And my cousin right here, OKC, all day with him. So, you know, we'll be gone by the time they get on. But shout out to everybody. And Lord God, cover us, bless us, and keep us as we prepare to break chains. We say this as all God's children say, amen, amen, and amen. Everybody touch and agree. Suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. We about to come at you, devil. Here we come. It's time to break chains. We tell him we refuse you, devil, and it's time to do it. You ready? Let's go get him. We are kings. Acknowledge yourself.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo! This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone. Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
But I promise I'ma get mine. We too close to the end time. But you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family. This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year. Yes, sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body. I'm saved and I'm proud. I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands. Shots in control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nope, I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my
You better transform what's over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your foot for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and go hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mind say. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gate to fail. You can't prevail what God say.
Nah,
I'm believing what the word say. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. My just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face.
Yeah.
Well done, good and faithful servant. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side, across over yonder to a better place.
Yeah.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Love my wife like Christ, love the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
We marching, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over, we marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
over. Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see the crown. I'm a prophet.
But I
I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
Speak the word.
Oh yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God has given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a
priest.
What's your
I'm
name?
You're listening to Breaking Chains Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big brother. This is my brother, Dre Williams. Check him out, tightspots.org. You want to get your voice works done, some commercials, anything, give him a shout out, all right? Peace and blessings to everyone. All honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Hey, man, it's time to get into it. Breaking Chains, Men of Valor podcast. I'm Pastor Rod, hanging out with you on this Thursday, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved in the conversation. Listen, let me put my disclaimer out there. Breaking Chains is all about what it's called, breaking chains. We're breaking chains from the enemy of darkness, from the world of darkness, everything that has anything to do with evil. We're getting rid of it and breaking chains in our personal lives, in our community, in our homes, in our families, and guess what? Everywhere on this earth. Because, you know, in the scripture, God gave us dominion over the earth. Not over people, not over man. You think you got control over somebody. You is a fool and can't nobody tell you nothing. But God going to deal with you. So let me get back to the disclaimer. Listen, listen, listen. We're not here to attack anyone personally, because when Yahshua was walking the earth, guess what? He didn't attack people. He spoke to the evil spirits and broke the chains from that evil spirit, from that person, whoever it was. He did healing. He raised the dead. You understand? He cast down evil spirits. You know what I'm saying? He healed the sick. He fed 5,000 with two fish, five loaves of bread. Listen, man, this is what it's all about. We got to get serious about that. And that's what breaking chains is all about. You say that we too radical. We too forward. We start in trouble. We too hard on people. Listen, you foolish woman, you foolish man. Let me tell you something. You worrying about how I'm saying it instead of paying attention to the message. You understand what I'm saying? God is going to always send someone ahead to prepare and to warn you of what's yet to come. It don't matter who it is, because you looking at who he think he is. He this, he that, he this. He used to be on drugs. He do this. He's a woman. Now, I don't care what you say about me. It don't matter, because ain't nothing you could do with me, because the scripture tells me, and I got to do what it says. Listen, listen. He told me to fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. You understand? All y'all done just left me out in the cold. I can't even get a doggone piece of bread from you out there. And you think that's cool? You understand? I'm just telling you what the disclaimer is. And attacking the church, you don't even know what the church is. The church ain't that building. The church is you. You talking about, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen, let me tell you something. You love to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Listen, if he in you, why don't you act like it? Why don't you act like the Lamb is in your presence? Let me ask you something. Listen, let me see that. I'm about to get all crunk. Listen, if God be for me, who could be against me? And the problem with that is with you, it don't matter who's against you, because God be for you. If Yah is with me, that's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and all the legion of angels, all the heavenly hosts, they right here with me right now. So you keep putting your mouth on me. You keep kind of come at me. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that evil tongue that you speaking against me, that you've been talking about me, you've been talking about your brothers, you've been talking about your sisters. Guess what? Boy, karma. They call it karma. But let me tell you something. God going to get you. So get prepared. We breaking chains, man. You ready? Let's crank up. Hey, Pastor Rod, you ready? 858-357-9137. I just want to ask a question tonight. And listen, DJ going to understand, because we gonna pick this up. Listen to me. I'm drinking on my tea. I hope you got you some ginger and some lemon and some turmeric. Take care of ourselves. You know, we would have knew these things that they've been lying to us about, you know, and been hiding from us, we'd be some healthy people. That's not what they want. They want you to stay enslaved. They want you, you know what I'm saying, to be their puppets. You understand? So we about to break some chains tonight. We ain't going to hang out with you alone. I'm just going to bring to you what Yah has put in my spirit. And you might not like it, but you can always turn the channel. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to download it, because we're here for his glory and to help to break the chains from the people, from that evil one, your daddy. You know what I'm saying? The father of lies, who pretends to be an angel of light. He just, you know what I'm saying? A liar. So why are you lying? That's the question tonight. Why you keep lying? Why are you still lying? You don't think that we see through you like we looking out the window and see the water across the street? You understand what I'm saying? You don't get it. I had to get a sip of water, okay? So let's break some chains. Going to open up the lines, man, because I know I got DJ on here. And, you know, it's time to talk about some things, man. So I want to open up the lines. God bless, peace, and blessings to everybody. What's going on, cuz? What's happening with you? Welcome to the show. We ain't got to give no names because we you know okay. what I'm saying? We just going to talk. You know, we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago. And on your front step there, we was talking, and shout out to my family over there. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Deacon, the other deacon over there, you know what I'm saying? The church is open.
Yeah.
And listen, we talked about why you keep lying. Why so many people are caught up in manipulation and lying? Because he tells us that lying lips are an abomination to him. But those who act faithfully, he say those who act faithfully are his delight. So we strive for that every day. So let's pick up where we left off. Why do you keep lying to us, that DJ? Let's start at the top up here for the main manipulators and the deceivers and the liars up there in the world government. You know, let's start there because they're the ones that are lying, manipulating, deceiving the people. So how about that? What's up with you?
They gonna do that. Long we listen to the lies, they gonna give us the lies. Cause and the lies is big business, and they what they got going on. Lies is big business.
Yeah.
Long we can keep doing what we want them. Hey, we got them.
You say give them the money. They ain't gonna do nothing but give it back. Tell these people about that. Right?
Yeah, but see they don't want. But see that's what Donald Trump tried to tell them. If you give to them that we the reason the economy floors. We the reason that it floors. So give them the money and they gonna give it back to them. They spend money in the store. They buy all the jewelry. They buy all the clothes. They buy the food.
Yeah,
so if you give them the money, they gonna give it back.
They gonna give it right back.
Yeah, because they don't spend no money. They hold on to all their money.
Yeah, they don't need to. They don't need to. No, we don't need to. And it's something because big corporation has bought government. They bought them out.
Yeah.
They bought them out. The billionaires have bought out the politicians and government, and we are the ones subjected to all the downfall from it.
Yeah, that's what I was watching on Instagram. Say what it is, the National Diabetes Association, whatever. Yeah, Coca-Cola donates to them. So you know what that means. If we get Coca-Cola money, we gonna push the narrative that Coke ain't all that bad for you. Coca-Cola ain't that bad for you.
That's right.
Yeah, you get your just drink your cup of cold Coke, you'll be all right.
Yeah, man, and that's something. Been drinking them Coca Colas for a long time. Growing up on Coca Cola, all the dangers that it has done to our bodies. Big corporation, but when you talk about that, you say, hey, if I'm going to sponsor them, they owe me something.
Yeah.
They owe me something. And
we help you too. Because guess what? Now they got to come to you, and you're going to diagnose them with diabetes. You're going to prescribe the medicine. So that means we help the pharmacy in, and we all in this together now.
Come on.
we all in this together. So
all tied.
You help me say that Coca-Cola ain't that bad. Yeah, but you looking out for the people health, but Coca-Cola ain't bad.
Yeah, ain't that something? But the Diabetes Association is getting the money from Coca-Cola, and every time you go to the doctor, you get diagnosed with you coming close to being again having diabetes now. So you know, I need you to take this medicine right here.
Yeah. No, and get that, and don't forget to get your Coke on that Coke machine on the way out.
Wow, they 50 cents here. $2.
They 50 cents, yeah. They $2 everywhere, $2.50 everywhere. They 50 cents here. Yeah.
So let's take some steps back on that. I want you to go back into your history book there, because you got that knowledge. Listen, this been going on for a long time. Let's get into that conversation when all of the stuff just went buck wild and all of these old hypocritical, want to call them, you know, non-melanin people, I say it that way, come in and take over and claim land that people were already there. You understand what I'm saying? Come in. Listen, we even talked about when you came from under. Listen, them non-melanin people looked like us, but they ran because they didn't want to face Yah, and they went underground.
Yeah.
And they put us and say, we the cavemen, but they're the ones that came out all hairy because they didn't know about shaving and cutting hair. They under there eating themselves and raping each other and eating each other. Yeah. And when they came up, they was humped over looking like cavemen, which they were because they lived in the cave. You understand? And then they come up and they see a society
the
flourishing.
Where they was in the Caucasus Mountains, where they was at. Where,
you know? and guess what? They're preparing to go back there now because they're building underground stuff right now. They've been to go back to their habitat. Ain't that something?
Yeah. Because they know what's coming. They trying to hide, but you can't hide. You can't hide from it. It ain't nothing you can do about it now. When he comes, he coming.
He coming. That's absolutely right.
When he comes, he coming. You can hide underground. You can go up in the sky, all the way through, and down up in the ocean.
Yeah.
When he come, he coming now.
Yeah. It's something about that.
And he created all that. So how you going to hide?
I was just finna say that. DJ, I was just finna say that because it's something how you trying to hide from the one that created everything and all the hidden crevices and everything anyway. How and created you?
Somebody make a bush. Somebody make a burning bush talk to you. How you gonna hide from him? How you hide from somebody that's talking through a burning bush?
Through a burning bush.
But you hide.
Okay. He, even when he made that donkey speak, huh?
But you hide.
You hide. I ain't never seen a talking animal.
Never.
Never.
I ain't never seen a bush on fire holler. I ain't even heard a bush holler when it was on fire. And I didn't see plenty of them. But it's one that's on fire and he's talking to you.
No,
right,
you're right about that.
But,
that's right.
But you gonna hide. All right.
That's so true. Because the only thing you hear from a burning bush today is the crackling of him burning. That's it.
The crackling from that heat burning him up.
That's it. Burning him up. That's ain't it. No voices coming out of it.
None of that.
So we know all of these things to be facts. Why do you think, and let's come on, bring it on home. Why do you think that we as a people are so ignorant to the facts?
Because a lot of us don't want to know the facts. We've been told what we've been told and shown for so long. Hey, this is the truth. I don't care nothing about what you talking about. Yeah, whatever.
Wow.
You one of them radical niggas. That's what you are.
Yeah.
You don't want to believe what we've been taught all these years. What's the truth? You talking about some stuff. I ain't nobody never told me that before.
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem. Nobody never told you, but you ain't never go find out for yourself neither, did you?
Study to show thyself approved. Come on. Then go find out for yourself. Man, you just take the word of a man or a woman and you just believe it. Listen, we believed a lot of things. Listen, we believe that Jesus was a man that was a non-melanin, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and he saved our lives. And when you do your studies, you come to find out he was the son of one of them old homophobic men back in the day. I can't remember what his name was, but he was all tied up in with the Pope and, you know what I'm saying, all back there, you know, when everything got changed over. Yeah. Even listen, as men, do we even know the true calendar and the true time frame that we live in. We don't even know that. Mm-hmm. Well, I say this, you know, a lot of them don't even know.
All we know is what they tell us. If they say this the year and this many months, that's what we've been taught in school. That's what that's the calendars we see. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's another history book you can go and read, and it's going to tell you a little something different.
Yes, it will. Hmm. Yes, it will. Tell you the truth.
That's right.
Tell you the truth. Even what you're saying that right there, the books, even picking up, you know, the Word of Yah, the Bible, you study that and you start digging deep in your research and studies, you find out that you see where the alterations have taken place. You know, you see the alterations. You see the things that were put in there to alter man's mindset. That's what it is. Uh-huh. His whole mindset was changed, uh-huh. You know. You believe this. You don't believe that. That ain't the truth.
And not to cut you off, but and they so bold with it now. The president over there in Russia, Putin, he say he got the picture of the original one, of the original Yah, and what color he wore.
Huh.
He sure wasn't white.
Huh.
Huh? Mm. But you still believe that the one that your pastor tell you about and the one that the Pope say this and that, you still believe he that color. That's man. That's it. Hey, that's the only one I know. But this man told you he got a picture of the original.
He sure did.
Huh?
That's right.
I've been had.
That's right.
So I've been knew what's what.
He know the
y'all truth. Y'all just don't know y'all the chosen people. Y'all don't know that.
And that's don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge because they reject the knowledge. We got all this knowledge in front of us right now. All the computers, all this AI, all this computer intellectuals. Ooh, man, and you just won't even try to do no research. And it's out there. It's out there. And it's free.
And it's free.
And then let's get deep. So this finna cut some people, but he said his word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It's supposed to convict you. It's supposed to open you up. So listen, here we are, our young black men, young black women, chasing after what Hollywood and the music industry has put together for them to follow and believe in. And now listen. We were in that world too. We know about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we were out there with that gangster mentality, and you step, you get bust. You know what I'm saying? You come with disrespect, you gonna get stepped to. You know what I'm saying? We know each other. We've been long around. We know. You come to the creek, you might not leave the creek, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's keep it 100. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it was.
You know, we thank y'all for change, but these young men today, DJ, check it out. And y'all want to know why I call him DJ, that's the deacon. Listen, real. Listen. Our young men and women today, though, no self-respect. Let's start with self-respect, because no self-respect, you can't respect me. But no self-respect. We killing each other. Ladies out here just selling themselves, you know what I'm saying, for just a like on social media. You know, talk about that, DJ. What's up, man?
That's the back. It's still back to what they want you to know. That's what they want us to believe. That's how we supposed to live. That's how y'all supposed to live. Y'all, don't you listen to y'all music, the rappers and all that? They kill it, kill him. And you ain't taking nothing from me. This, that, and the third. And I like women that do this and do that. And all the women rappers, what they talk about, doing this and doing that. This is what I do. So guess what? This is what I got to do. If I want my folks to respect me, and they love Lil Wayne and them, they love the Young Thug and them. So that's how they wanna. That's how they feel like they got to betray. I got to live like he rap.
Mm. Yeah. Because when I was
to live like he rap.
Because when we was out there, what, NWA, You know what I'm saying? Yeah. DOC, you know what I'm saying? Ice yeah. Cube.
But,
you know,
but, they, it but was, even that music was a little different though. It was. I'm doing what I gotta do to survive.
That's what that was. That's right. Come on.
I ain't just out here running being stupid and reckless just cuz.
There you go. Exactly.
This I ain't got no choice. This is what the powers of the be has put in front of me. So
yeah,
I got to find a way to get around.
They turned on the light. That's right.
Yeah. So I had to find a way to get around. This the way I get around it. But this now, I don't care nothing about that. I go shoot up your grandmama's house. You ain't Ice Cube. Nobody saying nobody going to shoot up nobody's grandmama's house.
At all.
I kill his grandmama now. You understand? These jokers, they'll kill your grandmama, shoot out the wheelchair. I don't care.
Yeah. So true.
And that's how they roll. And that's what the music that they listen to, that's what it tells them. And the actors and the women singers, and that's the powers to be. That's what they want us to hear and see.
Because
you don't hear no story about no good stuff going on.
If
some of us did some good stuff, no, you ain't hear that.
Yeah, no,
they'll push that to the back burner.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But just show us some ignorant stoop. Oh, it's all over the news. It's all over Instagram. It's all over Facebook. It's everywhere.
Yeah, that makes more money.
Yeah.
It brings more money, to the economy. It to build
more
prisons.
Money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bring more policing and all that in. More money.
Yeah.
So the stats should be shown that the numbers are this, and the numbers don't really be what they say that they are.
Nope.
That's that manipulation.
It's had the numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you don't pay attention. Then you got folks like Bill Gates. He say he want to depopulate. There's too
you
many people
depopulate.
In the world.
That right?
Yeah,
what he said?
He invests in abortions. He invests in fake meats and all that stuff. That's poison, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, he won't. That's poison. He's all right.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that you say that.
Buying up the farmland. Bill Gates buying up all the farmland.
Sure is. That's right.
Why? Because he don't want nobody to be able to make real food.
That's right.
Yeah. If I got
the
farmland and I done invested all this money in the fake meats and fake foods, guess what? Guess what you got to eat?
That's right. So true.
You got to eat all this fake meats and fake foods that I done paid for these folks to make for you. That's made out of all kind of chemicals and things that you don't, that your body ain't supposed to be taking.
That's right. Absolutely. So true.
Mm.
So true. That manipulation and deception, man. But it's something that everything that's talked about on Breaking Chains, man, is in the word, because what you're saying right there, that takes us to 2 Timothy chapter 3, because 2 Timothy tells you, he said that in the last days, people be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, no self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit. It say lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And then he say, you looking godly, but you denying his power. And he told us to avoid such people. And we sit up and go around them every day.
Every day? go to some of their churches.
Mm-hmm. So true. Mm-hmm. He say they out there.
Yeah.
They out there. And he tell you how to be able to identify them. And he tells us to make sure, he say, see that no one leads you astray.
Mm-hmm.
So we been, listen, let me not say we. So many are being led astray because of their lack of knowledge and the ignorance to go find it. But the ones that are doing it, they're the ones that are going to suffer. But I got to take it to another ones that's going to have to suffer with them, because I got to get real deep with this. They say the ones that call themselves apostles and bishops and preachers and pastors got all these titles in front of their name and alphabets behind their name. But he said to beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. So see, it's a lot of good men and women of God out there that are spreading the word, preaching the word and teaching it. But are you able to identify the wicked ones? Because see, the good ones, why are you being quiet letting the wicked ones do all of this evil? We got houses of God on every corner and hell running up and down every street. How is that possible, DJ? What's up with that, D?
Because they, like I said, they know what's going on. And then you ain't telling folk the whole story. And then you just got folk that say they don't know and they don't want to know. They don't care to know.
Wow.
They don't care to know. They have whatever.
So true.
I like the way it's going.
Do you right? So true.
This works out better for me.
It's so true. God.
So you can keep all that over there. I don't want to hear it.
Wow. Ain't that the truth?
And then you don't listen to. I say everybody ain't got to be a preacher at the church and all that.
That's right.
Tell you some good stuff. You got to open your ears and listen. If you open your ears and sit down and listen to people sometimes and have a good conversation, some you'll learn something and sometimes they'll learn
something.
There you
go. Absolutely. Iron sharpens his iron. So does a brother sharpen the countenance of his brother. That's what it is. That's scripture. You just said it. That's the scripture, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And like you said, that's the scripture. But and you know I ain't. I don't be at church. I ain't in my Bible every day. I can't, but hey, that's what I tell you. If you live and know and know God,
come on now.
Like you say, you just say what I said with the scripture. That's what he says it in his word.
And what he say? What you just said? What he say? That's what he say. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is James told us in chapter 1, he say, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Mm. See, a lot of them deceiving themselves. Mm. They talk good game, but ain't got no game. Ain't got nothing.
Ain't got no game.
You just bumping your gums. Hey, they sound like Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 wah. What you just said? I still don't know what that teacher was saying to Charlie Brown. You know, and it's something, man, because in this day, God told us, listen, Yah say, do not be deceived. Yah is not mocked. For whatever one sows, he will also reap. For the one who sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. So let me tell you something. You heard the deacon. You heard what he said. You out here judging people. You out here talking about this and that and this and that. Who could come in God's house and who can't? He say, come as you are. You just heard, and you say, I call him a deacon. This man just admitted that he don't be in his Bible like that and that. Man, this man right here, stay before the Lord. You hear me? He stay before Yah. If you hear, you going one day, you going to hear his testimony. He going to tell his testimony when he read it. That's on him. But his testimony going to let you know that man been before God. You hear me? I'm telling you now. You better stop being deceived out there.
You got to be. You can't believe anything somebody tell you. You got to believe something that for yourself when it happened to you. Hey, it happened to me. Like I said, my back messed up right now. I can't work. I can't do none of that. I've been going to the doctor.
Yep.
They shoo-shoo me around. This, that, and the third. They send me to this one doctor. Hey, he said, I had a lady come here saying the same, similar. Her back, her leg, this, that, and the third. But I did a full body scan on her. I looked at her neck and everything. Her neck was shot. And I ain't got no insurance now. I ain't got no insurance. So most of the reason that's why I get shuffled around and here, get this little prescription, go get these little pills, whatever, take this little shot, yeah, whatever. We'll see you later.
Hmm.
So I go see the neurologist, this man, the back specialist, the neck, the spine specialist. Boom. He tell me, all right, well, look, I just seen what I need to see. In the morning, when you go home tonight, at the midnight, don't you eat nothing. Don't eat nothing there. And your wife, you got my wife in there. In the morning, you call for the ambulance. You hear me? Call for the ambulance, boom. Say they're going to bring you in. Because we already going to be there. We got four of these surgeries that you need already lined up anyway. So, boom. First thing in the morning, my wife called. Ambulance come pick me up. They rushed me in the hospital. I ain't got no insurance. I ain't on the list to be, but I'm the first person to get the surgery.
Come on, now.
I get it. I've been in there. Been in the hospital 3 days recovering. I'm doing my physical therapy. They got me up walking. I do this day. I walk. Boom. I come back and lay down. My wife come visit me. We sitting there. I'm sweating real bad. I go to sweating real bad. Boom. Go to breathing all crazy. My wife's like, you all right? You all right? I'm a man. I'm all right, man. It ain't I'm just tired from the walk. But my breathing getting shorter and shorter. So boom, she say, well, all right. You say you all right. I'm finna go home. She get ready to go. But she looked back, she said, now, something ain't right. You don't, I'm finna call the nurse folks. You just breathing. And I was like, it felt like an elephant on my chest. I can't get my breath, babe. I just can't get my breath.
She
called the nurse and them come in, boom. They looking at me. They doing their thing. They telling me, oh, well, you just had a blood clot shooting up from your leg. It's shooting to your lung. We got to do surgery right now. I'm talking about surgery right now. We got a massive blood clot. So we signed the paperwork, do all that. So boom. They rushed me in surgery, busted down. I wake up, I got a scar like I done had a heart attack. They done bust me down the middle of my chest. The blood clot so big they had to go in and get it.
Wow.
So hey, and I'm still here.
Still
pumping. So I tell you, that ain't nothing but God. There can't be nobody but him.
That's right.
I've been dealing with this for 10, 12 years. Ain't nobody. One day I go see this one doctor. I ain't got no insurance, but I still get lined up for this surgery. And they told me if I'd have been at home, I'd have been. My wife would have woke up with me dead in the doorknob on the side of her.
My God.
I would have made it. If I wasn't where I was at the time I was there. Who else can I thank? Who else can I praise? And that's it. I don't know what to tell you. I know. Hey. Yeah, man.
Yes. That's testimony.
I could have been right here at home doing what I do every day, all day, and laid down and went to sleep, and bam.
Whew.
But he didn't see it that way, so hey, I'm still
That's
here.
Right. Nah. That's right. Still here. That's right. That's right. And you know, and it's something, man, because you know, we was growing up, you know, you used to go to those revivals, man, and people give their testimony. You don't hear testimonies like that no more. You know what I'm saying? We live in a microwave society. We want it right now, right now, right now. It don't even matter if it's all the way done. You want it. You want to take it. You want to run with it. You know what I'm saying? And here's a brother right here that you know, based on the enemy, he ain't even supposed to be here. Because the enemy didn't want him. He went and attacked him right there in the hospital. But see, the enemy will try to use something, you know, for the bad. And guess who's going to turn it for the good? God himself.
All day.
The bad happened, but he was in the right place at the right time for good to take over. You know, how can you argue with that, man? How can you stand against that? You can't.
I know. I ain't finna argue with it.
I know I ain't either, bro. I can't do it. I know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? I know what it feels like. He brought me this far. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Sapp, Marvin Sapp say, I never would have made it. Never would have made it without him. Never.
Without him.
Never. So it's something, man, because, you know, it's getting close to the top of the hour, man, and I know you was coming to spend this hour with me, and I really enjoyed this, man. But I want you to give some words of knowledge and wisdom about to the young men first, and then after that, man, I want you to say something to our young ladies, and then I want you to talk to our parents, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you, I know you. You know me. You've seen some things, man. And you know your father, your husband. You know what I'm saying? A granddad. You know, uncle. You know what I'm saying? Because you all that too. And you got a busy life, being in the situation physically that you are, and you still going. So shout out to them young men right now, man. That's out here killing themselves, man, and thinking the streets is what it's all about. Because we've been there. You know what I'm saying? The streets gonna kill them. So from your perspective, because they'd be like, the pastor going, you know, but the pastor going to say that. But hear it from another real man of God right here. Get to him, DJ.
I'm not going to tell you this. First of all, you got to keep your head on the swivel while you're out there. And believe in the Lord. If you believe in the Lord, listen to the Lord, he's going to guide you the right way. He's going to steer you the right way. You just got to open your mind and your heart and stop keeping it closed. And that's the best thing I can tell you. That's what keeps me alive. That's what keeps me here.
That's so true.
And prayer. And plenty of prayer.
Amen to that. He say pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Give something to the I'm going to say to the community leaders and the so-called community leaders, what would you say to them?
The community leaders. you got to pay attention to your community, your real community.
The real community.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to the real community, your people that's in your community. And really be by helping your people that's in your community, not just telling them you're going to help them. But then when you get where you want to be, they don't see none of that help.
Sure don't. So
that's
true.
All I can tell you, be about your people in your community. Community leaders, please.
Please. All right, last thing.
And that's the young folks like to say, stand on business.
Come on.
that's what the youngsters say, stand on business.
That's real talk. That's what they say too, you know? And I think that's why these young people are the way that they are. They have seen their parents go through so much of this hell from community leaders, politicians, government, you know what I'm saying? And they say that we ain't taking that. We ain't finna do that, you know? So as a parent, speak to our parents right now, man, just say something to our parents, man.
Parents, all I can tell you, love your children and listen to your children.
You
got to love them and listen to them and let them know God is real.
So
and let them know he's real.
And you said something, and it's just straight to the point. I love it. But it's so powerful because love them and listen. Because when you really talk to young people today, they don't feel love and they don't feel like nobody listening to them.
Nobody listening. Yeah.
That's right. That's what most of them say, too. You know, don't nobody care, man. Anybody listening to us. That's what they say. That's what they say to me. Even on the podcast, you hear it in the streets. And when these young people are feeling that way, man, that's not a good thing. Because that means you know what I'm saying, what the future going to look like. That should be a sign for you right there.
If they feel that way, yeah, you know what that means. The devil's going to kill them. You open. Don't nobody love you. Don't nobody listen to you. I got you. Listen to me. Let me show you something.
Let me show you something. I got you.
They're going to lead you right to destruction. Boom.
Boy. So true. You see? Hey, that is right there. So true. And is he, and he said that right there. Listen, 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 young people, listen. God told us that you are from him and have overcome them, the world. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So you heard what DJ told you. You know what I'm saying? Put God in your life. And as long as he be for you, who can be against you? He got you. He got you. It no matter what it looks like, he got you.
You got, but you just got to believe him. You got to trust and believe him. You got to.
Wow. That is right there. And then you say something right there. Listen, you say you got to trust and believe, and then he'll tell you in the book of James, if any of you lacks that wisdom that the brother just spoke just then, he said, all you got to do, let him ask God. He said, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given unto him. Ask and you shall receive. You don't know? Ask him. He'll tell you. It's already been written. Pick it up.
And like I say, he may not come when you want him to, but he's going to always be right on
time.
He's always on time.
So true. It may not come when you want him, but he's going to be on time. He's going to always
be right
on
there.
Time.
Right on
he's going to be right there. Ooh. Powerful. Say, brother, I, man, listen, give my love to the family over there, man. It's so real, man, to have. So, you know what I'm saying, some realness on this airways with me and, you know, talking and don't fear nothing, not looking for no glamour, no lights, cameras or nothing. Just want to speak the truth, man, and you know, talk to the people because this is what we need, open communication. You know, when you talk about things, when you can solve issues, communication.
Yeah.
Being your brother's keeper. Being your brother's keeper. Have your brother's back, man. You know, if you see your brother hurting and down, help your brother out, man. You see him about to fall off the edge, help him out.
Put your hand out there. Stick your hand out there. Hey, man, come on, man. I'm right here. I got you. That's why my hand out here. Grab a hold to it. I'm going to pull you as much as I can pull you. I ain't going to let you fall. Or we going to fall together.
You know,
but we ain't
like
gonna fall because we got the strongest hand in the world, baby. We got the strongest. So you ain't got to worry about falling.
Got the strongest hands in the world. You said it. Hey, what was the song we learned growing up? I love to laugh about it because he's got the whole world in his hands. So how he gonna just let one fall? He got the whole world in his hand. He say he'll lead the 99 to come and save that one. What? What a faithful God we serve. I wish our brothers and sisters was as faithful. I wish we could serve each other like him. I wish we could be our brothers and sisters keeper like that. I wish we could love one another as we love ourselves, as he love all of us. You understand, man? You know, love is love, man. Sister Irene Johnson West say, love is what love does. Love is an action, man. Love is a verb. Put some action to that word, man, and get to work. Brother, I love you, man. I thank you. We shouting out and rooting for OKC tonight. Oh, okay.
You know it. Hey.
Go ahead and get relaxed, man. Put your feet up and enjoy the game, man, and enjoy your evening with the wifey and the family, man. Love y'all.
Sure.
And thank you. And
we love you.
We going to do this again, man. We going to do this again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know it.
For sure. Have a good night, DJ. Be blessed, bro. Love you, man.
You do the same, Rod. I love you.
All right, bro. Peace.
All right.
Hey, man. It's breaking chains, man. We on here doing this thing, man. And I had a great time with DJ there. That's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? He doing this thing. It's time to break the chains, man. Take the shackles off and get loose and be free in the Lord, all right? It's Breaking Chains, YAG Radio, right here, 858-357-9137. No more shackles.
The night of all, why would it stop for me? get back on it now. Yeah. 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 I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down, no. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. Either may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back the mind memory, but he done saw me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priority see on top, and I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an eyeglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been about bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain. And I represent this pain like a crypt going seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Ain't nobody holding me down, no. Not even no devil's gonna be in down, no. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. And it ain't nobody holding me down, no. Not even no devil's holding me down. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles turning me down, no. 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 Ain't no shackles turning me down, no. No.
Glory and praise to the Most High, Yah, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Prayer all is well to you out there. Peace and blessed to the four corners of the earth, man. It's been a powerful night. It was good to have my cousin on here with me tonight, old DJ there doing his thing. And listen, I called him a deacon, you know, because, you know, it's something because we tend to forget that Yah uses, you know, some of the worst people in the earth to do his greatest works in the earth. And we've been talking about that. And the thing about it is that I think a lot of people don't understand his power, you know what I'm saying? His power that he has and his authority, you know, because listen, you tend to forget, I think, that, you know, who people are, because you do a lot of studying, you know, Levi, Matthew, you know, he was a tax collector before becoming one of Yahshua's apostles. You know what I'm saying? We have to remember the woman with the issue of the blood, you know, who was bleeding for 12 years, but was healed by just touching the garment of Yahshua's, his garment. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that we don't want to think about people like, you know, listen, Elijah, you know, King Hezekiah, King Josiah, you know, who became king at a young age and led a spiritual reformation in Judah despite the wickedness of his predecessors. You talk about a generational curse. You know what I'm saying? If you let Yah in, he got control that can break chains and release you and free you from anything dark and evil. But you got to want that. You got to want it. Stop being complacent and comfortable in this evil world. This is just a place that you know what I'm saying, you just live in right now. Make the best of it on the bright light side of things. You understand? The good side. Come from the evil world of darkness. You know, we've all traveled that world. We live in it every day. However, you don't have to be a part of it. You just live here. You know what I'm saying? Remove yourself from those situations. My brothers, remove yourself from those situations. Move those things out of the way. Tell those mountains to move out of your way. You're a king. You're a priest. You're a prophet. You're a son of the Most High. Stand up and act like it. Stand up and look like it. Stand up and start talking like it. Being like, listen. Will Yahshua act like you today? A perfect man, of course. But listen, he came and took on your sins and mine. The sins of the world. Beaten, tortured. And don't forget now, all of these things were done to him and he was alive. He was woke. He felt it all. I've been on the operating table. I didn't feel any of it until I woke up in the pain here, but I didn't feel them cutting me open. I was under anesthesia. He wasn't. So you need to think about things, man. Come on, let's stop letting these people lie to you. Because listen, the scripture tells you in the book of Psalms, it says that the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. They are already evil. They got bitter and jealousy and hatred in their hearts. See, you know what I'm saying? We're not perfect. We're sinners saved by grace. We fall short of the glory too. God is not a God to be mocked. You out there mocking him. You out there lying to one another. And he tells us, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with his practices. You became a new man. He told us to keep our tongues from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Do you do it? Or have you forgotten the book of Numbers in the 23rd chapter tells you that Yah is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind or repent. He has said and will he not do it? He has spoken it. Will he not fulfill it? So in saying that to you, what you reap, you sow. Whatever's in a man's heart, it's coming out. It's exposed. But you keep forgetting that there are a lot of children of God walking the earth and they already see you. See, there's a lot of you out there got lying tongues. The book of Proverbs, you better read it. It's a book of wisdom. King Solomon is King David's dad. He said a lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Did you hear that? You talk a good game, got a lot of attention, but you speaking evil over folks, and they listening to your foolish self. Because he told us fine speech is not becoming to a fool, still less is false speech to a prince. I'm gonna say this, what the Apostle John told us. He said, why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. Listen. Y'all talking to you. You are of your father, the devil, because you don't want to listen. You don't want to understand. And your will is to do your father's desires. Listen now. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Listen, when he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Listen. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. This is y'all talking to you now. Which one of you convicts me of sin? Who? Listen. If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of Yahuwah. Yah is not in you. That's true. You evil one, following after evil darkness. Better get it right to get your lives together, man. The door is always open to you. And he's standing there knocking on your door right now. He wants to come in and sup with you. He wants to come in and talk to you, relax with you, comfort you, strengthen you. But you got to accept him, believe, have faith, trust. You got to trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. You got to get off the old and put on the new. You know, he tells you that you can't put new wine in old wineskin because it can't hold it. It'll bust. So he's trying to pour a new life into you, and you're trying to hold on to the old. It's time to let it go. I think you better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. You love him, but it's time to knock it out. Get rid of it, brothers. Knock it out, sisters. And I'm talking about spiritually. Because our battles is not about flesh and blood. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Evil in dark areas. Pay attention. Allow Yahshua into your life. Who is Yahshua? Who are you talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. Okay. All right. Let him in. Get filled with his Holy Spirit so that you can have identity of knowing who you are and whose you are. Stop letting people deceive you, manipulate you, and lie to you. We claim it right now, touching and agreeing in the spirit that those days are over. We speak against it in the name of Yahshua. We call out the enemy. We call out the evil, everything wicked, deceitful, witchcraft, anything that's evil coming up against us. He told us no weapon formed against us shall prosper. There's no weapon built that can prosper if you're a child of God. You can leave this. Listen, they can take you out of here physically, but as long as your heart and your love and your trust and everything is with him, it did not prosper. Oh, he died. Oh, yeah, you may have left here physically, but you live eternally. Oh, hallelujah. My. So get your lives right. It's G-O-N, as Drew Tony say, it's God or nothing. You better suit up. Stay suited up. Get your minds right. It's real out here. I'm Pastor Rod. Thanks for hanging out. It's Breaking Chains, the Middle of Battle Podcast, 858-357-9137. Send us an email, prayer request, or whatever, webreakingchains@gmail.com. Send us a donation, love offering, whatever, at, our Cash App is always up, $, all capital letters, YATLIVE, $, yet live. And wherever you are in the world, the Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama, 36670. And yes, we are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation. How about that? Most gracious and merciful Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to use this platform to give you all the honor, glory, and praise. Thank you for using us tonight, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for all the opportunities. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit, of your only begotten Son, Yahshua, being present at all times with us in our lives. We thank you for the guardian protection over us and our families and the blessings bestowed upon us. We thank you for placing the angels at the four corners, watching over our homes, watching over our families near and far, and just taking care of your children, our brothers and sisters in the eye. We just thank you. We thank you for the ministry as you bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. We call out the name of Sacred Words Ministry. We call out the Young Adults Talk Youth Foundation. We call out Breaking Chains Media Ministry. We call out Rotten Apple Productions. We call it all out the Williams Firm. We call it all out right now that you will continue to bless us and enlarge us right now in the name of your Son, Yahshua. Watch over us and keep us. We pray for our P31 ladies, our men of valor, and all of our children. Watch over them and keep them. Get them in your hearts. Let them receive you right now wherever they are. We speak it in the spirit, touching in the green, that your children, our young people, will feel your spirit wherever they are right now. Let it take over their lives. Let it order their steps. Change their mindset. We claim it in the name of Yahshua, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Now, as we leave these airways, we'll never leave your presence. And we thank you for never leaving nor forsaking us. Thank you for all of your love, your grace, and your mercy. As we give you honor, glory, and praise, we bow down and honor you in the name of your only begotten Son, Yah. His name is Yahshua, our HaMashiach, our Savior. We honor you in glory and love you. And all God's children to the four corners of the earth say hallelujah and amen. God bless you out there. We love you. And ain't nothing at all that you can do about it. All right? Have yourself a blessed evening. Peace.
In you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. Oh, in you, O Lord. In you, O Lord. Jump in the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face with a rag and put on my fly gear. Just for my collar, got the Lord on my mind as I swag and I'm praising only him. Even though I'm walking through the valley with a shadow of death, I'm yelling, what evil can I fear? On the real, I believe in a man. I can do a whole lot, which is the faith of a mustard seed in a man. I got the faith that it's turning the situation, the face and the rhinos going down, cause I put my life in his hand like a mic on the sand. Man, I'm telling you, I ain't running from him no more. I'ma do what I gotta do to let my light show, cause I know eternal life ain't tripping me like I go. On the real though, super influence what he gave me. I'ma be whatever I gotta be, longer God in it. When he give me the orders, I'ma go handle my business. And I'ma pull out the mission to stop till I finish. It's on now, feel like somebody forgot to me cause I'm on fire. When it comes to the word of God, call me Einstein. Cause I'm in it, flipping through these pages like a gymnast. When you're sticking with all of your heart and no limit to what is revealing, consider it in your heart and dealing with situations with the wisdom of God. I don't have to fight no battles, I just give them to God. He gave me the grace to help and never limit, get hard. He's a true source, pulling out like a new Porsche. Looking at the past in the rear view, I'm just a living testimony of God's grace and mercy. On a mission delivering the good news. What about you?
In you alone,
putting my everything,
everything.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, oh,
thank
yeah.
You, Lord.
You
God bless, and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live, 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.